Wanted to bring to your attention some items that will be available for the upcoming RNJ radio auction, which, as you know, we are getting set for the on-air portion of the auction, which will be taking place on Friday and Saturday. And we certainly hope that you're as excited about it as we are. And it's not every day that the author will come by the radio station and drop off some autographed copies of her books. And I am so excited to introduce and really happy and honored to meet this morning author Marianne McFadden, who joins me on the RNJ morning program. It is so great to see you. Thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you so much.
I can't tell you how many jaws I dropped when I said, oh yeah, Marianne McFadden will be here on Monday. They're like, what? Really? Yeah. Right. But again, thank you so much. And for the books that we're going to make available for the radio auction, of course, to benefit Hackettstown Medical Center. For you, Marianne, and we'll talk about your titles in a few moments. When does the writing bug bite you? Were you a young girl and just saw the power of the written word? What got you so hooked on writing?
I actually started reading when I was 4 years old. Mm. And by the time I was seven, I was writing. And it was something that was always with me. I was just enchanted with stories, you know, the make-believe world, and I wanted to create it. And ironically, my last book, The Cemetery Keeper's Wife, when we moved to Hackettstown when I was 10 years old, that was the year I discovered Tilly Smith's monument. And 50-something years later, I wrote that book.
And for a writer, it's like, you know what? That's a story.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is.
Were you influenced by any writers growing up?
You know, I read everything. I read poetry, essays, a lot of fiction. I loved the classics, Dickens, Thoreau. That said, over the years, you know, I drifted to more contemporary works. Mm-hmm. And even today, I read everything. I love Richard Russo. I love Anita Shreve. Adriana Trigiani, who I was really honored to get a quote from my last book.
So I see. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. Excellent stuff. Your first book, motivation, do you have to work at writing or does writing find you? Does the story find you or do you have to go find it?
You know, it's a little bit of both. When I started The Richest Season, I was actually in a graduate program getting my master's. And it began as a short story. And a lot of people know I'm also a realtor. Mm-hmm. I've worked with a lot of corporate families. And I was kind of fascinated by the corporate wife who moves every year or two. So that became a book that I became passionate about after I graduated and really wanted to finish.
Yeah. How tough is it, Marianne, to get that first book published?
Well,
there's a process to that, right?
That could be a whole nother book, and it actually became The Book Lover, my third book.
Okay, all right.
But it was quite an ordeal. I finished it right around 9/11. The book world was kind of in transition. Women's fiction, as I was categorized, became very light and humorous, kind of what they called chick lit. Mm. And my book was not that. So very long story short, it took me 5 years of deciding to self-publish in 2006, prove my book was worthy, and I did just that. I fought my way in. My book sold at auction to Disney, who owns Hyperion Books.
Oh, wow.
And became translated into multiple languages, and I was finally there.
That's great. What a moment that had to be for you. That's wonderful.
It still thrills
me,
honestly.
Yeah, that's great. Are there parallels to the music world where they say you have your whole life to write your first album and 6 months to write your second? Does that apply to the book world too?
Yes. When I got contracted by Hyperion, they contracted me to write my second book in a year. And I almost had a heart attack because I thought, okay, this book took me years. Now I've got to do it in 1 year. So it was not easy, but it became my full-time effort. And for a few years, I put real estate aside, but then eventually came back because I missed it.
Sure.
But I was thrilled because it also became a mega hit. It was translated. It became an American Bookseller Association pick. So I was so happy.
Good for you. That's great success. Congratulations on all that. Marianne McFadden, I'm so honored she's with me in the RNJ main studio this morning. She came by to drop off not only copies of her books, of her four books, she also even autographed each of these. So we're going to make these available with the upcoming RNJ radio auction on Friday and Saturday. I'm not sure how we're going to package these up yet, Marianne, whether individually or we're just going to make a nice book bundle for somebody, a fan of yours that might want to have all of your titles.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see about that, but it will be available when we get to the auction. Again, the online portion is in effect until Wednesday at 5 o'clock. On-air stuff will happen on Friday and Saturday. So we're real excited to make this available for the auction. Again, all the proceeds will benefit the Foundation for Hackettstown Medical Center. And no stranger to the RNJ airwaves, I understand, Marianne.
Correct.
You've done some things here over the years. Is that right?
Yes, I was honored to sub for Frank Fowler several times.
Wow.
Which was really, really thrilling. And yeah, I've done a little bit here and there over the years, other radio stations and a little bit of TV. I'd like to throw something in there. Along with the books, I'm also offering lunch with the author. So if somebody just wants to talk books, or somebody's out there who is a writer, aspiring writer, we could sit and have a lovely meal and talk.
What a treat. Man, wow. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Have a conversation with an author. That's like remarkable. That's nice. Very nice. Thanks. You for that. I'm looking at your books, and we have them in release order. I have your most recent one on the top, Cemetery Keeper's Wife. Anyone that's familiar with Northwest Jersey has some sort of inkling of what that story is, right?
Yes, that is about our probably most famous deceased person in Hackettstown, Tilly Smith, who was a potato peeler at Centenary Collegiate Institute back in the 1880s. And her murder became what I like to kind of compare to the O.J. trial of its era.
Wow.
It was the trial of the Victorian era.
Really interesting. Excellent stuff. And what are you working on now? You got something keeping you busy now in the literary world? What's
always
going on there?
I've always got several projects. But what happened during COVID was I was thinking about writing about the Christmas Star for a long time. And during COVID, when it was lit in April and I was in a walk in my neighborhood and I looked up and saw it and I got tears in my eyes, I thought, the time is now. So I wrote a screenplay. It's actually with a producer. That's even harder than the book world. So I should say, who knows? Hopefully one day it does get produced. But in the meantime, I'm also converting it into a novel. So that's been really, really satisfying as well, because I love writing about our town. I love our town. I love this area. And that star is so special to me and to so many people.
And you capture it so magnificently in your writing work there. So does being a recognizable name, Marianne, does that make the process any better? Do producers will at least return your call when Marianne McFadden calls, right? I'd like to think so.
I don't know. You know, my grandkids right. think I'm famous, and I laugh. I'm like, in a little pond, maybe.
Oh, they're smart grandkids, yeah. Thank you again for coming by. Where can someone go get more information about your books and your real estate? You wear many hats. How does someone contact you?
I do. Well, you know, my website, MarianneMcFadden.com, has my book information. If they go to C21NorthWarren.com, they can find me, in terms of real estate and my biography about how I wear many hats. And they can also email me at Marianne@MarianneMcFadden.com.
Wonderful stuff. I cannot thank you enough for coming by this morning. And it was such an honor to meet you. And thank you for this generous donation of the books and lunch with the author that we're going to have for the auction coming up. So continued success. Good luck with the screenplay. Please keep us posted on that. If you need an extra or something, I'm a very good extra when it comes to film sets. So
thank you.